Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. So here she is. This is Ada Marie.
Hello there, and how are you today?
I'm doing...
Is everybody there happy?
I am happy, and how are you?
I couldn't be better.
That's the way to...
There was two of me.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about healing today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really want to say something about that, because as a little child, when we were growing up, if we fell down, they didn't pick us up. They would say, come over here and I'll pick you up. So you'd get up off the ground and you'd go over there and daddy or grandma or somebody would pick you up and they'd dust you off and they'd wipe a tear out of your eye and say, okay, now what's the main problem here? So there wasn't that feeling sorry for them and putting a Band-Aid on. We didn't even have Band-Aids in those days that I recall, you know. So it was a matter of your attitude was, oh, daddy says I'm all right, or grandma says I'm all right, or mama says I'm all right. And basically, the truth is, if you think, you hold the thought that you are all right, you are going to be all right. You're going to be well, you're going to be healthy. You were never meant to be sick to begin with. If you're going to be sick, you're going to feel bad, you're going to be angry, you're going to be hateful, you're going to hold a grudge. Those are the things that make you sick. That's the things that are harmful.
Mm.
Not the food you eat or the fact that you tip your bicycle over. It's just your thinking.
Mm.
How you think is how you become. You are a sum total of everything you think. So take a good look in the mirror and see how many changes you want to make.
Mm.
And I say that when I teach a class and everybody looks at me and they say, oh, my goodness. I said, one at a time, pick one thing that's a main problem and work on that. And then that'll get rid of a lot of the little problems. So in my years of teaching, I've taught 47 years. I didn't know that until 2 days ago. I just found that out.
Oh, wow.
That many of the people that I had in my California classes have been not only healthy, very successful. Many of them don't even go to a doctor because they have all their stuff in the cupboard at home, which they got when we were in classes. I handed out books and material to tell them what they could take for this or that or another thing. And basically, they've been able to stay out of the doctor's office. Good plan.
That is a good plan, absolutely. Well, so attitude plays the most important part, I guess, from what you're saying.
It does.
Mm.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
If you like yourself, you can get well. If you don't like yourself, you're going to be in trouble. I like me so you can, and if you don't like me, I don't care because I'm not you. I told a whole group of people that. I went to talk to a bunch of attorneys. There was 800 men in the room, and I said to them, The first thing I learned from my grandma was to like me. And it took a long time because I wanted to be this and I wanted to be that and I wanted to be something else. And I was none of those things. And they started laughing. And I said, but when I decided I was going to like me, because I had to like me if I was going to get through life, I started looking at myself differently. And I liked some of the work I did. I didn't like some of it, so I got better at it. I worked harder to do a better job. And, you know, that has carried me through. I mean, I learned that when I was a very young girl, before I was ever a teenager. And when I became a teenager and somebody said they didn't like me, I said, that's okay. If you don't like me, that's fine with me.
Well,
I'd walk away.
Uh-huh.
So,
liking sounds like it's very important. How
it is.
How can we apply that to the things in our life that we don't like?
Simple. Look at the reason you don't like them. What is in that particular situation that you really don't like? Okay, say, let's take a simple situation like you're within a group of people that you know from your work or your school, and you're talking and everything, and somebody is saying nasty things about somebody that's not there. Do you like that?
I don't.
No.
No.
You don't. No. So what did you learn not to do?
Well,
you learn not to say negative things about anybody.
Right.
Anytime, anywhere.
Right.
Because you are talking, actually, you're talking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you find fault with somebody, that fault is one you see in yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. That's a given. If you're finding fault with somebody else, take a look in the mirror, folks. Take a look in the mirror.
Mm.
Don't keep blaming. Just quit it and straighten up.
Well, negativity is not good on any level, is it?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
There's never a time when it's good. There's always a solution that will make a negative thing turn into a positive.
And I would imagine that negativity would be contrary to healing.
It is very contrary to healing. A lot of things that people could easily take care of themselves. They're angry, they're frustrated, they're mad at somebody, and that just adds power to the fact that they need a healing. It takes away from it. If you just realize that all negative thoughts are exactly that. They're not going to do you any good, so why use them? Why let them linger?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I hit my thumb in the car door, and ooh, you know how that thumbnail just ooh.
Oh, hurt. Yeah, wow.
And I went, now you're not going to get the best of me, so you better knock it off. I am going to get through this, and I'm going to get a nice thumbnail back. And by that time, it had gone down, so there wasn't so much pain. And I went about my work, and I looked at it. About 3 hours later, I looked at it, and the whole top of my nail was black and blue.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, that's good, because now when it comes off, the new nail will be perfect.
Right. Right.
And it was tender. It was tender for a few days, but I was good to it. I didn't do anything mean to my poor thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And it's healing beautifully. Looks okay.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the practical things that people can do to aid in healing. I mean, attitude, you've said, is so important. Can you?
It's
speak?
Number one.
Number one. Okay.
The other things are to look at the condition. For each one of us, we're an individual person. So we need to look at the condition. Are we able to handle pain? Will we handle the pain to get well? Will we see ourselves in perfect health? Will we make the effort to understand how we made the mistake? That we won't do it again, that we'll slow down or we'll do whatever we have to do so that it doesn't happen again. Most of the time, people never look past what happened at the moment. if they looked and they saw how they did it, they could possibly not have it happen again, right?
Right.
Okay. You know, when a child burns its finger on the stove, they don't put it back again, do they?
No.
They're smart.
Right.
They don't touch it again.
Right.
Well, it's the same way as an adult. If you do something that causes you some pain or discomfort, then pay attention. Be aware. Is this how I did this? And if this is how I did it, I'm not doing that again.
Mm.
And it's really quite simple. And every single person has a different reason for not doing the same thing over that it caused them trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you need to see yourself in the third person a lot of times to see how you messed up this situation and have to straighten up. Because you can always put yourself in the third person and say, oh, Ada Marie, how did you do that? Oh, you were going too fast and you stumbled and you fell and rolled down the hill. I rolled down the hill and rolled into a metal, one of those things that people put out with twirlers on them. And I was on gravel. And I was walking too fast, and all of a sudden I went down and I rolled all the way down right to that thing. I was laying right at the base of that thing when I stopped rolling. I had gravel all over me. I was a mess.
But
I knew right away that I shouldn't have tried to walk down there so fast. You can walk down a gravel hill, but you've got to walk slower. Because once it takes you, you just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it several times since, and I've walked with a little bit of care, and I've done just fine. Because when we were kids and we were learning to ride horses, and, of course, we all were going to ride broncs. That was a farm thing you did on the farm. And you got thrown off a horse. What did you do? You got right back on it, right back.
Mm-hmm.
You had him hold the head down, and you got right back on that horse and tried to stay on. You did your best.
Well, that's a good metaphor for anything in life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It is, because it can be a simple little thing that you blow completely out of proportion because you don't go back and take another try at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really.
That's where we need to let go of fear.
That's where we need to let go. And fear is totally empty. Let me tell you about fear. It's a totally empty space. There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it except fear. And that fear can destroy a person if they let it take over. Because fear has no grounding. It just floats along in the air and grabs somebody when it can. My grandma used to say, if fear grabs you, turn around and grab it back and get rid of it because you don't need it.
No. It doesn't serve any purpose. Well, listen, the phone lines are lighting up. Anything else you want to say in conclusion on healing?
I just said it's all a matter of your positive thinking. You think positive, fear can't bother you.
Okay. That sounds like great advice. Well, shall we go to the phone lines?
Absolutely.
Okay. Our first caller is a gentleman by the name of Bryn. Bryn, you're live on the air.
Oh, hello there. Hi. How are you?
We're fine. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you very much. So I have a question. I've started getting myself to, I do foot reflexology and energy healing, and I do some psychic work and some artwork, and I've been having an idea of putting together a series of videos to send out to people on Facebook, like I have a Facebook page of, something about foot reflexology, or it might be an herb that I could just focus on in a video and tell them, you know, the qualities of the herb or what I pick up on it intuitively and all that. So my question
right.
is, how do you, is this a good idea? Do you feel like it's something that
I think it's
help?
A fabulous idea. I think
yeah.
it's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of work, and
right.
and it will help millions of people.
Okay.
So keep
yeah.
at it.
All right. Anything else? Do you, or I guess
the most
there...
important thing I think is that you feel good with what you are able to share with the world.
Yeah. Right.
Because as you know, that computer shares it with the whole world.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. That was short and sweet.
I really commend you because it's not an easy task you picked, but it certainly is a worthy one.
No, I like the idea of making a video because I can kind of talk to the lens of the camera and sort of let them know.
Mm-hmm.
what I know about my 25 years experience with foot reflexology and the other things. So I'm going to try it out.
My dad was one of the first people to go and have reflexology in the United States.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
He come home after 6 months
yeah.
and set all of us kids down, 26 of us, and taught us reflexology.
Oh, great.
And we've been healthy ever since.
Yeah,
we don't even have a doctor.
Yeah, recently I actually learned that there's more nerves in the feet per square centimeter than any other part of the body. And I read that in some medical journals online, like some conventional medical sites, and I was very surprised. So there's the most nerve-concentrated grouping of nerves in the feet themselves, so... Interesting. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for working on it. It's wonderful to know somebody's active.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you for your call, Bren.
Yeah, thank you.
And we should let people know what Ada Marie's website is. Bren, take care. It is thegoldenoracle.com, O-R-A-C-L-E. And Ada Marie takes phone calls Pacific time between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And I'm going to give you her phone number in just a minute. And also to let you know that she does do readings for people, of course. That's how she makes her living. And for a new caller, she will give you 15 minutes out of the hour for free. So keep that in mind. So here is her phone number. It is area code 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. And our next caller is Deanna. And Deanna, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Ada Marie. How are you today?
We're good.
Good. I don't have a specific question, but I will welcome any advice as far as health and how to maybe lower the amount of fear and discomfort of what may come.
Honey, we have to see only the top come. The sun comes up every day, right? Now, think
mm-hmm.
about it
yes.
this way. Do you put a dime in the jar to make the sun come up?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Then what are you afraid of? God's going to take care of us regardless. You just have to be positive every day. Know every day that something wonderful is happening. If it isn't happening in your front door, it's happening somewhere. Something wonderful is going on because the universe is turning and we have option after option and things that we can do to make a happy day for everybody around us. And we can only live in the area where we're at. And if we don't like it enough, we can move. But you need to know that your happy, comfortable attitude brings more joy, more light, more laughter, more health, more of everything than if you have 1 second of fear, which will just destroy everything in front of you. So fear is empty. It has nothing. It has nothing. It has no help. It's an empty space. So don't even go there. Turn around and say, "Get behind me, Satan. I am perfectly happy and healthy, and I am grateful today that I can do all these things that I can do. And I can work, I can whatever. I can sing, I can laugh, I can see, I can hear." Please, please be grateful for all these blessings that you have and use them in a positive manner. Then there's no place for fear, is there?
I have diluted fear mostly through gratitude.
Right. So there's no place for fear.
I just wondered if there was, but it has not all been diluted yet. There's still some sticky stuff. And I was wondering if there was any other technique that I should use.
If there's sticky stuff, then turn from it and refuse to have anything to do with it. Just refuse.
Thank you.
Or find somebody who can fix it. That's your next option. You can find somebody to fix the sticky stuff. And they're there if you just hunt for them.
Thank you, Ada Marie. And thank you, David. I want to continue to listen. Blessings to both of you and all your callers.
You too, Deanna.
And Deanna, you know,
yes, Deanna.
As long as your name is beautiful, as long as you wear a smile on your face, you can't help but get better and better and better. Everything in your life gets better.
Thank you, dear. I always remember you because of the pecans.
That's good.
Okay, Deanna, we're going to move on. Take good care.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Our next caller is Seema. Seema, you're live.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, hi, I'm sorry. How are you?
That's all right. Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. What I wanted to ask about was that I'm actually trying to move, and I found an apartment for a rent, but I wanted to see if I can trust the people as far as with a deposit and stuff like that and just make sure it's not something that's fraud.
The apartment or the deposit?
The person that's for renting the apartment. Because I would not see them. I would actually have to send a deposit to them. And then when the deposit is paid, then they mail the key and stuff like that to me. Because they live in a different state.
Okay, but normally all you have to do is when you're going to get a check or a money order or something,
they have
make a copy of it before you send it.
Okay. Yeah, but my thing is that I want to make sure before I do send it, because what if they, you know, they don't send the key or anything like that?
Well, you can ask to put it in an envelope that has to be signed for.
Yeah.
You can do that too, but you should, whenever you're sending a check out of state, you should have a copy of it for yourself.
Yeah, I haven't sent
the
check
take
yet.
Take a picture.
Yeah, I haven't sent a check yet, and as far as that, I just wanted to double check to see if it's something that I can trust or not.
I think it's very trustworthy, but it doesn't hurt for you to make a copy of the check and the letter, put it all together, make a copy of it for yourself, and send it, and then put the date that you mailed it in your book, in your little notebook, or whatever you're keeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That
good plan.
That all that stuff I know. I know as far as that, like if if nothing is valid or anything like that, I can always have my bank stop the check or fight it or something like that.
Right.
It's just that.
But I think that
it's just,
the people are honest.
Okay.
The
woman,
to.
Her name is Jessica Stewart, and her husband name, I think, is Howard. They haven't called back exactly with how to set up, whether it be a check or money order or anything like that. I just wanted to validate
mm-hmm.
before, because I would send it, and once a check or however the payment clears, then they mail the key and stuff like that to the place. And I can't view
mm-hmm.
inside the apartment because they have no way of having, you know, they don't have anyone that would allow me to get into view the apartment.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
So until you pay for it, they're not going to let you look at it?
No, they send me pictures, and I've Googled, like, the outside of the building and stuff like that, MapQuest. And I'm actually going to drive by there right now to see the place, the outside. But as far as the inside, I've only
mm-hmm.
seen pictures, and I wanted to validate and make sure, you know, what I'm getting exactly what, you know, I'm viewing as far as the pictures that they sent. They also sent a picture of themselves and a certificate of their ownership of the place. I don't know if you get certificates
well,
for that
honest.
Or something like that. So I just wanted to validate that.
Well, I think they're very honest. It sounds like it. Don't it sound like to you? How?
Yeah, it might sound like it, but just to verify, because there's a lot of people that will go out of the way and do that and still commit fraud as far as just collecting the money as far as the deposit. So
I can't believe that there's that many people that do things like that. But maybe there are.
Yeah. Okay, so I can trust them.
I feel good about these people. I feel that these people are very genuine.
Okay, well, thank you very much for confirming that for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
God bless you, Seema. Okay, our next caller is Tammy. And Tammy, you're live. Tammy, can you hear me? Area code 940. Are you there? That's curious. We'll come back. Do you have your mute button pushed, Tammy? Because we don't hear you. All right. Well, for whatever reason, what I would suggest you do is call back into the studio, and I will take your call after the next caller. The studio number is 646-727-3116. So that's my advice to you. If you call back in, I'll know that you've heard this. So please do that, and we're going to move on to the next caller, which is area code 631. And what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I'm so glad
Hi,
I
Suzanne.
Tuned into this because I just applied for a job. I thought I had it, but I didn't have it, so I'm keeping the job I have now and trying to do, like, companion care, like 8 hours a week or something, and just trying to stay positive and stick with the bus job I have now. Do you think that's a good idea?
Good idea. Fabulous. Excellent. You know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I just applied, like, on a care.com for a companion job. Do you see me getting one?
You'll be offered one. Be sure it's one you want. Check it.
All right.
Check it out to see if it's just something you want to deal with.
Yes, I was also thinking of putting some flyers where my mom lives for older people tomorrow or Friday.
Mm-hmm. That would work, right. And then you could interview them in person and see if this is what you really want to do.
All right.
That would be a good plan. A lady here in the area put a thing on a bulletin board in a older where older people lived. she had so many calls the next day, that night and the next day, that she had to stop and she didn't know who to choose, so she had to go over to the building and meet some of the people. And that turned out to be real nice.
Yeah, I put an ad up in the clubhouse of where there's older people, but I'm thinking of making flyers in by their door tomorrow.
Well, I have a feeling that you'll have some calls within the next 24 hours.
Great.
Just from what you've already done.
And I'll put some flyers, probably maybe not tomorrow, but Friday. Can I ask one more quick question about love life?
Sure.
Do you
Go
see
ahead.
Somebody coming in?
In the fall, I'm looking at the turn of the weather in September. That was what I picked up when you said that.
Okay, so not till like September, October?
It's in that time period, yes, but just be aware. It could come sooner, you know. You don't know. But it's within that time period.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Best
bye-bye.
Best to Suzanne. Okay,
thank
God
you.
Bless. You're welcome. Okay, let's try Tammy again.
Okay.
Tammy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know what happened before.
I just had a couple quick questions.
Go for it.
I am trying to get money in the door for my film projects, and I've asked several people, and just wondering, when do you see that coming in?
I think you need to explain to whoever you're talking to in a little more detail of your project. I think you're not giving quite enough detail, but there is money there for you, and it could happen within the next 3 months easily, or even the next month if you're explaining it correctly.
Okay. What?
I mean, I think you're missing something you need to say you're not saying. So go over your itinerary when you're going to talk about it and see what you can add that's going to spike somebody's attention.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. I am a...
Good luck.
Younger people on this project, and I was just curious, what is the secret, about working with people that are 20 years younger that kind of, think they know everything, and I just kind of sit back and say, bless your little heart and just smile and go on, but it's about productivity sometimes, and they just don't seem to step up. Is there a secret?
What you have to do, there is a secret. When you're done listening to them, then just 1, 2, 3, lay out the facts that have to be done. Don't tell them they're wrong. Don't tell them, and just say, in this project, here are the 3 main things that have to be handled. And, in the financial realm, all the realms. And then maybe they'll wake up.
Okay.
But you have to lay it out, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
The finances, the space, and how long it's going to take.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, honey. Good luck.
Take care, Tammy. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we have several more calls here. I'm going to area code 402. What is your name, please?
Yes. Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Marie. Hi.
Hi,
I was
Sharon.
Just hoping, I was hoping for a mediumship reading, connect with my son.
Okay, but we can't do it on the show. Call me at 520, 896-9510, and we can do a full reading. I can do that. Call me between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
And when,
thank you.
When she says 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., she's talking about Pacific time?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if you were listening before, but she does the first 15 minutes for free.
Right, right. So take your main questions and write them down.
Well, it's just I just wanted to hear from him. That's all.
What?
I just wanted to hear from him. That's all. I don't have any questions.
Oh.
I just wanted to hear from him.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Give her a call. Did you get the number, Sharon? Oops, she's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that, right?
Yeah. We'll
okay. I'm coming to area code 562. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. My question is, do you see me moving to a new apartment? If so, when?
Do I see? I see you moving. I don't know whether the apartment is new or it's just new to you, but I do see you moving and being happy where you're going.
Oh, okay, great. Do you know when that will be?
Sometime, you know, probably in July or August.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
I mean, it could be before that, but you're asking the question, and that's what came up.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. Can I ask a second question or just one today?
You can ask another question. There's time.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, about love, a relationship. Do you see me and John working out together or no?
Well, there's a lot of things that have to be considered there, so it depends on how much each of you are willing to make the change to make the relationship work.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's going to depend on, because there's a bit of differences there.
Oh, okay.
And remember, a leopard doesn't change its spots.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye, Yvonne. Okay, we're just waiting on the studio here.
Okay.
All right, our next caller is area code 551, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
And, hi. I was calling to see if you saw me getting into a serious relationship.
In about late September.
Okay. Someone new?
September, October. Pardon?
Is this someone new or?
Someone you haven't met yet.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, that was quick, Tasha. Did you have a follow-up, or are you set?
What can I look for so I can know if it's a person, if possible, like a description?
You'll meet the person quite by accident, so there's nothing to do. Just be yourself. Your kindly self and your smile are going to get it done.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, Tasha. God bless.
God bless.
Yes, thank you. Okay, our next caller is area code 661. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada. Hello.
Hi, Heather. Do you have
Yes, I do.
I'm good.
Good. Very nice to hear.
Pardon?
I said that's good. Very nice to hear in response to you saying you're doing well.
Yes. Very well.
Anyhow, good. I have a question regarding my relationship with my father. It's been very challenged, and we are currently not speaking. However, I would say within the last month or so, I've really been dreaming very vividly, very heavily. Well, I've always dreamt very vividly, but I've dreamt a lot about he and I and our situation. And so I'm curious as to whether or not you see any resolve in the future.
Well, the results here have to be on both sides, and he doesn't seem to be coming around for whatever reason he has. It'll be some time before he kind of, you know, changes his attitude a little bit and sees that he feels you're okay. He's not easy, believe me. So just remember your kindness and your understanding will be what you're going to have to use to get him to come around.
And the big wedge between us is my stepmother. With her, I have a hard time. I have a hard time with this because I know that she went through some issues with her stepmother as a child. And I don't know if the reason that she is the way that she is towards me because, I don't know if she's doing things out of spite or because she doesn't know better. You know, if she's doing things out of spite,
you don't know very much better, for sure.
Okay. So she
really doesn't.
I mean, does she think that she's doing the right thing? Does she really believe herself that her behavior is justified?
Well, she believes that, but it is not justified. So what you really have to do here, now this is a real test of your strength. What you have to do is you have to find a way to work so that you're not interfering or having to counteract with her on occasions that she doesn't appreciate. She's kind of, I'd say she's a little jealous, and she's kind of selfish. And if I'm wrong, I'll stand graciously corrected.
Oh, no, you are. You're being very diplomatic in describing those things. I mean, she literally said to me when I was 15 years old, a daughter and a father should not love each other the way that you guys love each other. Like, you shouldn't have each other on the pedestals that you guys have each other on. When actually, yeah, a father and a daughter should think that highly of each other because that's, you
of
know,
course.
That's a father and a daughter. Yeah. So,
yeah,
yeah,
they honor each other.
Mm-hmm. And she's
it's
never like
jealousy.
That.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you don't, I mean, is there any way to deal with her or?
Are you living at home?
Oh, no. I live halfway across the country from them. You know, I don't see them. I don't deal with them.
Oh, that's good.
On a daily basis, yeah. It's not, you know, it's not a constant daily reminder of anything, but, you know, it just, I hate that I don't have a relationship with my dad. and
well,
and I,
I'll
you know,
tell you what to do. I'll tell you how to fix it. Pray every day and see them happy and peaceful and joyful and healthy, and that they do in fact become friends with you, not attached, but friendly, so that your dad can have his friendship with you and you can have a friendship with her. She's very much afraid of not having a relationship or her relationship being ruined. For some reason, she's very fearful. So treat
like
her with
she,
kid
yeah.
gloves and... Yeah.
And I've,
treat,
and
treat
I've
her
never...
Treat her with kid gloves and kindness.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it was just that. I never, you know, I was always... I never want, you know, I was always willing to share my dad with her, and I don't think that she believed that. And
well,
so
she's
there
fearful.
Was just.
She's fearful.
Okay.
She's afraid.
But,
you know, that you. It's wrong, but she's afraid.
Okay. And, but if I approach this gently and. With a lot of strength, you do see the potential for resolve.
And down the road a long way, but in the meantime, approach it as if it's everything is okay, and you know, you find that your dad is happy, and that's what's important to you.
Okay, that's fair.
And
that
if you
fair.
Do it from that standpoint. Then she's got to become aware that you care about her.
Okay, that's very fair. I like that.
Yeah, that'll
and
help.
As far as my I guess financial situation, do you see any improvement in that with that in the near future? As in, do you see me starting a little business or getting a part-time job or, you know, anything to help supplement our mine and my husband's financial situation here at home?
I would say that there are several jobs you could get that would be very, very helpful, and that if you were willing to do the work and did it joyfully, you would do well. So look for some private person who needs work and the kind of work you know how to do, whether it's computer work or whatever it is, and you will find somebody you can work with, and it'll be very helpful.
Okay.
It looks like you have children. Do you have children?
I do. I have a son and daughter, and I have stepchildren. And I've been going through some treatment and stuff within the last year, and I just experienced a lot of death, and there was just a lot going on in my life, and so I kind of had to take a step back, and you know, I'm things are getting better, and so I'm kind of feeling I just want to contribute financially. That's where our struggle is right now.
Do you live in a house?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you find a couple of neighbor kids close by that you can tend after school or something, and you could be home with all the kids?
Okay.
Bake some cookies, you know, whatever, and take in a couple of kids after school or something with your children.
Okay.
That would help.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I did that, and
definitely.
It worked fine. Pretty soon I had more kids than I needed. When I found out
they
could come to my house and get cookies, everybody came. So that would help a lot.
And I do.
You could still stay home.
And I do enjoy when all the kids
come
over. I actually do enjoy that quite a bit. It's a good time. Thank you so much
for all of your help.
So
if you can help them, they can pay you for watching your children after school.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Right. So try it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you from other callers. If you, I just feel bad taking up all of your time. I feel like I've taken up time away from other people.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
Don't worry about that. I'm keeping watch over the switchboard. We just have one more caller, so you're fine.
Okay. Okay, then.
You know, piece of advice that I'd have for you is never feel bad about something. If somebody offers you a gift, accept it without question, and, you know, just rely on the other person to let you know if there's a problem. And most of the time there won't be one.
Okay. In fact, 98% of the time there won't be one.
Right. Yeah. So don't feel bad, Heather, you know.
Okay.
And so we're glad to take
your
call.
In that case, can I ask one more question, or is it?
One more, short and sweet.
Okay. Do you see resolve with my stepdaughter and her mother and that situation? With, I guess, the ongoing feud that my husband and I have with his ex, do you see any resolve there? Or, I mean, would I have to leave the situation in order to get away from it?
Well, for one thing, pray a lot about it. And in the second place, you don't have to communicate with her that much. Make the communication much less and very friendly.
Well, it's the reason I'm asking is because the situation, I don't have to deal with her personally, no, but my husband has to go through a lot, and then he brings that negativity back towards, you know, our home. And so I'm just wanting to know if you see any resolve in that situation to where we're all happy and getting along. Or is that the same thing I'm sorry?
The decision is up to your husband. He has to make the decision to make everybody happy.
Yeah. Okay. Understandable.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you again very much. You guys all have a nice day. Nice night.
You too, honey.
You too. Yes,
thank
right,
you.
Heather. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, we have two more calls. Can you take them both, Ada Marie?
Yes, I can.
Okay, area code 720. What is your name, please?
My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Yes, hi. So my husband's getting a promotion, and we're moving, but we're not moving for a couple of months. And I'm just wondering where you see that we're going.
You're changing a position and you don't know where you're going?
No, my husband is changing his position.
Okay.
And there's
a couple of places. And you don't know where you're
going to
go?
No, there's a couple of places that could be choose from.
Okay. Tell me one of them.
Well, there's quite a few. There's LA, there's Seattle, there's San Diego, there's Texas, Atlanta,
North
Carolina.
Now stop right there. Stop. Where is it that you feel you'd be comfortable?
Anywhere, I guess.
Pardon?
Anywhere, I guess.
Well, that's not exactly a fact, but when you said San Diego, it sounded like that, in your voice, that sounded like a good place.
Okay.
Is that
so
far from
you
where you are now?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That would probably be one of our last choices, because it's a lot of money there, so I'm not sure that would be one of our last choices.
Right. So it has to become something good between the two of you.
Sure. So you're not getting one state. You're just...
I only got San Diego. That's what
okay.
I received, the word San Diego. That was all I received.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, Lori. Okay, here's our last call. And
okay.
It's area code 248. What is your name, please?
Shanika.
I'm sorry?
Shanika.
Shanika?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. Try talking a little bit and let's see if we can understand what you're saying.
I was just calling to see if you see a friend of mine, her and I, do you see us reconnecting?
You're trying to see if a friend of yours and you will be connecting? Is that your question?
Yes. Yes. If you see us reconnecting.
Reconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't appear to be so. I don't know if she's ill or if she's moved away, but it doesn't appear that she's in a proximity with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is she ill?
Is she what?
What?
You said, is she?
I said, is she ill? Is she sick?
Not that I know of. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it seems like you're, for some reason, you're separated
mm-hmm.
without any, it doesn't look like the connection is holding.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Is that it, Shanika? Okay, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Oh, it's been a great show.
Well, I think it has. It's been interesting because there's so many different options here.
Yes, there are. Yeah, we've had a lot of different types of calls today, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yep, and I think in the future what we should do is announce in the beginning that while you are a medium, that you do not do that over the telephone, or you do not do that on the show.
No, I don't do it on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they want to ask questions, they have to call and make an appointment.
Okay. Well, we'll make that clear in the future.
Yeah, because they get free 15 minutes, and then the rest of the hour is $75.
Okay. Very.
So, and I do take credit cards.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's out there on the air right now. We put it out
okay.
there for anybody that's listening. But, of course, anybody that's listening now will be listening to the podcast. And so let's just give them your phone number once again, which is area code 520-896-9510. And if you didn't get that, then just back up and listen again. So thank you, Ada Marie, for a wonderful show.
Well, thank you. It's been wonderful working with you. I love it.
Likewise.
Okay.
Beautiful. Take care and enjoy the day.
You too, honey. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.